येनां प्राप्य विमुष्यति स्थित्वा स्वामन्तकालेऽपि ब्रह्मनिर्वाणं रक्षति
इति
श्रीमद्भगवद्गीतासु
उपनिषत्सु
उपनिषु
ब्रह्मविद्यायां
योगशास्त्रे
श्रीकृष्णार्जुनसंवादे
साङ्ख्ययोगोपनिषत्
द्वितीयोऽध्यायः.
Friends, I'm very happy to welcome you all in this special event of the classes conducted by Siddharthaswam. It's been going on every Sunday for the last 3.5 years, the grace of God. And you know, in the last stanza, we talked about Esha Brahmi Sthiti. That is a particular state of mind of the Sikha Pragna or the Brahmanishtas. Brahmanishtas, they are completely tranquil. They don't get perturbed. Their mind is always focused on Brahman. So that is the Brahmi Sthiti. So you may wonder how such a life is possible to ordinary people living in the ordinary world. Right? There are examples. We have got one person here who is the Brahmanishta and who is going to explain his own perception of the central focal points of the chapter 2 of the Gita. Raja has got the highest academic qualification. He has got the highest professional achievements. He's a great poet in various languages. And he's a great communicator. He can talk to an audience, keep them spellbound for hours together. He's such a gifted person. But more than anything else, he is a person who practices what he preaches. He's not just a theoretician sitting in the armchair and then when it comes to practical life, he's just doing whatever he wants. No, he is sticking to his principles. So such a man of a person who is a Brahmanishta and who also in his day-to-day life, he acts like a Brahmanishta. He's always tuned to the Brahman. So we are very lucky that we are having him in our midst. And Raja has been taking very keen interest in these classes. And he has always been encouraging me to carry on. Whatever happens, I mean, whether people are coming or people are not coming, he has given me the assurance that I should go ahead. And I have been doing it fairly, you know, consistently, fortunately. And the Siddharthaswam also has given me all the facilities, given me a wonderful atmosphere and the environment to come and do it. Even if nobody comes, I still can come and do it. It's so nice to be here. And today, the Raja is going to focus on the core ideas of chapter 2. Chapter 2, as you know, is like a huge jungle. The entire Bhagavad Gita appears in various forms within chapter 2. It's like a huge jungle, but he will give us a path. He will carve out a certain path for us to focus on the core territory of chapter 2. And this talk is going to take about an hour. And there are any questions, better to ask them at the end. We don't want to interrupt this train of thought. And I'm sure you'll be more than happy to answer the questions at the end. And of course, we can always talk after the thing during Prasad and the event. Later on, he is always available for any spiritual queries. He's most, he's extremely hospitable. And I love to go to his house also. He's always giving me so much tea. So, that means, I'm sure he enjoys the satsang as much as we enjoy his company. So, now I throw the floor open to Raja. Give him a big hand.